This is an Appalachian Vibes mini episode from WNCW. I'm your host, Amanda Bakke. This episode of Appalachian Vibes is brought to you by Galax Tourism, made possible by Virginia is for Lovers. My guest is Tyler Hughes. He's an East Tennessee State University Bluegrass graduate, the executive director for the Crooked Road, and he also serves on Big Stone Gap's Town Council. You are the executive director of the Crooked Road. What exactly is the Crooked Road?
So the Crooked Road is Virginia's Heritage Music Trail. It was designated by the General Assembly in 2004, and it is a just over 330-mile long driving trail that connects 10 major venues across Southwest Virginia that feature old-time and bluegrass music on a regular basis. And so those 10 venues are places like the Floyd Country Store, the Birthplace of Country Music, the Carter Family Fold, the Blue Ridge Music Center. That's just a handful of them. And then we also have over 50 affiliated venues, jam sessions, and festivals across all 19 counties in Southwest Virginia. So our service territory is all 19 counties. And what we do, the Crooked Road, as the nonprofit arm of the Crooked Road, is work to market those venues and musical experiences that people can have here. And we have a couple of other programs, too. We work really closely with the artists, of course, of the region. We have a great program called the Crooked Road on Tour, where we take old-time and bluegrass musicians who are from here or live here in Southwest Virginia and get them on tour with the Crooked Road name. And then we also have an education arm of the organization. So we really believe in investing in the next generation of musicians and artists and dancers here. So we have a couple of educational components to the organization as well.
That sounds like a very big job, like all encompassing.
Well, it is a big job.
I'm having a hard time like wrapping my mind around all of that because it's such an enormous area. And then you're working with venues specifically, and then also the artists, and then the future generation. So, and you're the meeting point for all of that.
Well, the Crooked Road is, yeah. So, I always like to remind folks, Southwest Virginia is roughly the same size as New Jersey. So that sounds a little intimidating when you think about having to service an area that large. But it also really inspires me in this job because I think about how densely packed all of this rich musical heritage and history and culture, how densely packed it is in this really tiny area. It's a really beautiful thing about Southwest Virginia that really sets us apart from the rest of the Commonwealth.
So what do you guys have going on right now?
Well, 2024 is a really big year for us because it's our 20th anniversary. Like I mentioned, we first started in 2004. So we're celebrating 20 years of marketing traditional music experiences and dancing and having jam sessions and festivals. We're going to be celebrating all year long with special concerts. We've got several coming up here soon. We're going to be doing a special presentation with Virginia Folk Loss at the Barns at Wolf Trap up in Northern Virginia in the DC area. We're also partnering with a lot of regional festivals. Probably the first one coming up is Gathering in the Gap over at the Southwest Virginia Museum Historical State Park. We're going to be sponsoring a stage there and bringing several Crooked Road artists down to that festival, including our current artist in residence, Jared Boyd. And then along the Crooked Road, we're also celebrating all these other major musical milestones. It's also the 10th anniversary of the Birthplace of Country Music and the 40th anniversary of the Floyd Country Store, the 20th anniversary of the Ralph Stanley Museum, and the 50th anniversary of the Carter Family Fold there in Scott County. So we have a big year to celebrate and party and play music and dance every day if we want.
So what got you interested? I'm sure you have like a deep love just growing up in Big Stone Gap and being exposed to it, or what got you into old time and bluegrass?
Yeah, this is certainly a dream job and a passion of mine. I've been playing music for nearly two decades. I grew up in the coal fields in Big Stone Gap, so I wasn't a stranger to old-time music and bluegrass and all the musical traditions around Southwest Virginia. But I didn't necessarily grow up with this music. There was nobody in my family that really played. I had some relatives that played, but they were a couple of generations away. And I always really credit my interest really coming from my parents and my mamaw and papaw. They were all huge country music and bluegrass music fans. My mamaw and papaw introduced me to so much music over the years. And it kind of made me a nerd when I was in middle school. I was like one of the only kids running around listening to Loretta Lynn and folks like that. And then as I was a teenager, my mom also worked really hard. She took my brother and I out a whole lot to experience all the different things going on in our community. So she took us to all the local museums. She took us to see things like the Trail of the Lonesome Pine. And she really made sure that we had an understanding of what the history and the culture was of Big Stone Gap. And so I think those things combined, that's really what started getting me interested in traditional music. When I was about 13 or 14 years old, my mom signed me up to go to a great camp called Mountain Music School that takes place at Mountain Empire Community College. And it's a week-long camp where folks of all ages can learn old-time music. And I went there, I was playing guitar. I'd been taking guitar lessons because I really wanted to play country music. But when I got to that camp, like on the first or second day, I heard Emily Spencer from the White Top Mountain Band play old time banjo. And I was just hooked right after that. Like I went home after that first day and you still had iTunes. You could buy music on iTunes and put it on your iPod. And I went home and bought all this Carter Family music and all these old time banjo tunes and started listening to it. And I just became enthralled with it. Like I loved it so much. It spoke to me on so many levels. I enjoy this music because it, you know, it's fun and it's entertaining, but also the connection it has to the people of Southwest Virginia and the greater Appalachian region as well.
That was Executive Director of the Crooked Road, Tyler Hughes. Learn more about the Crooked Road at thecrookedroadva.com. Thank you very much to my guests this week. This episode of Appalachian Vibes is brought to you by Galax Tourism. Made possible by Virginia is for Lovers. Galax Tourism, building our future while celebrating our past. You can learn more about Galax at visitgalax.org. I'm Amanda Bakke. I'll see y'all next time for the full hour of Appalachian Vibes Radio Show from WNCW.